This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Give you our toll-free numbers that allow you to take control of the airwaves. Skype will not be an option for you tonight, however, because we are here live in person at the Manchester, New Hampshire Radisson Hotel for the 9th ever Liberty Forum. It is an event thrown yearly by the Free State Project, which of course is a movement of 20,000 people who love the ideas of liberty, who understand what freedom means, who are pledging and have pledged to move to New Hampshire in order to get active, to hopefully achieve some semblance of liberty in our lifetime. 2,000 of those, or approximately 2,000 of those 20,000 are already here. The Free State Project reached its goal of 20,000 about 2 weeks ago. And so the official move has begun. Mark, you and I, we moved early. We moved almost a decade ago.
Almost, yeah.
And it's been great watching it grow since then. And it's, of course, super exciting to be here with so many people who are still planning to make that move. So we still have thousands more who have yet to come. And already the success stories have been piling up in various different forms of activism that have happened here over the years. And, of course, we followed a lot of it here on Free Talk Live. It's always great to be at this event. It's, as I said, a yearly event thrown by the Free State Project. It's over a weekend, so it started yesterday. But today was really the first full-on day of speakers and panel discussions and things like that. I didn't get to go to any of them because I was working the booth all day long for Free Keen and Free Talk Live.
You do love to work the booth.
The booth is fun. I like the booth because it makes it so I have to meet new people. If I were to just walk around and, you know, talk to people, I would be more likely to talk to people who I already know.
Yep.
And you'll still meet new people that way because the people you already know are probably talking to people you don't know. So you'll still meet people. But if I run the booth, then I am guaranteed to meet people who I've never met before. And it's important to be there to, you know, kind of promote some of the cool things going on here in New Hampshire. So that's one of the things that the Free State Project's Liberty Forum does, is it is a showcase for some of the activism that's happening here. And more importantly, the people who have moved here and who've created this amazing community. Now, there are a lot of people here who are thinking about moving, but most of the people that I've talked to are actually planning to move. So many people have gotten over the whole thinking about it part, like, okay, this is happening. The Free State Project reached 20,000, and they're planning to make their move. Leslie Peterson is with us here. And Leslie, welcome. You're one of the co-hosts of Flaming Freedom.
Yes, I am.
Good evening. Now, you've not, this is...
What is Flaming Freedom?
Flaming Freedom is what?
Flaming Freedom is our queer libertarian podcast radio show. We talk about GLBT issues and how they apply to libertarianism.
And where can people find it?
You can find it at flamingfreedom.com.
That's right. Now, you're hosting not from New Hampshire. Where are you located?
No, I am down in North Carolina.
And for how much longer?
For about 2 more years.
Okay, so have you been planning your move for a while now?
Oh, yeah, I signed the pledge back in 2008, 2009.
Wow, okay. So it'll be about a decade then, so 2 years from now.
Yeah, I had to finish up that college.
Excellent.
Well, it took you a decade to finish up college? I mean,
it took me a decade to finish up college and find the right people and, you know.
So you're not just the host of Flaming Freedom, but you are also going to be launching a libertarian dating website. And we've recently had some on-air discussions about some of these dating websites. You and I talked off the air about this briefly, and I brought up some questions, which I'll re-ask you here. One of the objections I think people are going to come up with is, well, hasn't this been done before? I recall hearing promos previously for a libertarian website, or that is a dating site, and I don't know if it ever went anywhere.
If it went anywhere, I never found it. All I've ever found is libertarianpassions.com.
That was the one that I'd heard about.
Yeah, libertarianpassions.com is part of an entire passions network, mm-hmm. which focuses dating sites around various hobbies and interests. They've got over 100 different interests, and it just does not fulfill the needs of a libertarian because we like to buy from ourselves and within our community.
We had a couple of... I'm sorry,
just to clear this up. So this Libertarian Passions is part of the Passions Network, and therefore if anybody's in sort of modeltrainpassions.com, they will then be matched up with anybody who's in the Passions Network. So you could find, if you're passionate about liberty, you could be finding somebody who's passionate about model trains. Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly. That's what I found when I went searching on the site. I did play around with it for a few weeks, and I was not pleased with my experience.
Yeah, that is apparently not uncommon amongst many of the dating websites where they will just throw you into this database, even though you're supposed to be on a very niche kind of sounding dating website. You just get thrown in with another 150,000 people that are not necessarily interested in what you're interested in, and there's no indicator on some of these sites that they're not. Like, this person doesn't match your interests or anything like that. It's just like, oh, okay, here's the matches, and then when you log in through one of the other arms of the site, you get the same exact matches. So it's a pretty scammy kind of thing. So that was so you're saying your site's not going to be doing that. You're an actual libertarian. The site's being run by libertarians.
I have a team entirely of libertarians and myself. We are creating a website with our own database entirely of libertarians, and we're only advertising to people who are libertarian. So we are trying to keep it within our community.
So basically you're not going to make any money at this.
Yeah, no. This is not a this is not a project of income. This is a project of passion.
Okay. Excellent. So what inspired you to do this?
I got tired of libertarian guys asking me how to date girls and how to find girls.
And that's because you do, like, relationship consulting or something?
I do relationship coaching.
Coaching.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Is that different from a therapist?
It is different from a therapist. Therapists work with people who are in dysfunctional relationships. Coaches work with people who are already at a functional, healthy level and just guide them in achieving whatever goal they set for themselves. So I work with people in achieving goals for alternative relationship styles.
Do they have to be achievable, or?
That is up to them to decide. Okay. That is not up to me to decide.
So if I come to you saying I want to propel myself to the moon via my own flatulence, right? You're going to, yes, I'll help you with that, or no, you're nuts?
That is not my niche.
Okay, I got you.
So now another objection to the libertarian dating website concept is, won't it just be a sausage party? I mean, the libertarian movement is notorious. Mm-hmm. And a sausage party is fine for gay libertarians. And we do have plenty of gay libertarians. Mm-hmm. And, kudos. But for the straight guys, it would seem like it's just going to turn into a bunch of straight guys and maybe a handful, maybe, of libertarian females. What say you to that?
I have a few responses to that. Over the last decade, we've seen an increase in libertarian females in our movement.
Certainly here in New Hampshire, the numbers have been shifting in a more fair distribution.
Dating sites in general have an unfair balance. They are usually around a 60-40 balance of males to females, so that would not be uncommon. Additionally, the libertarian movement has a very strong polyamorous movement within it. So
at least this movement in New Hampshire does.
Yeah, and it extends outside of New Hampshire. I've seen it all over. I think that would not be affected so much by this disparity in gender. So.
Okay, gotcha. So you told me that you were getting inquiries from libertarian females, and that further you would also be making the men pay for the website.
It's like ladies' night.
Right.
There has been talk within the team of instituting a paywall after we get past a certain gender disparity. Mm-hmm. It has not been approved yet. We're not sure how we want to deal with this, but we have had a very strong interest from female libertarians in the site. The interest is even stronger than the males for having this website. I think libertarian females are getting tired of not having decent options. So maybe if we throw them together in a neutral setting, they can find somebody that matches with them without this social pressure.
Well, pricing is a way to stem demand, right?
And you keep the riffraff out, too, in a lot of cases.
That's a good idea, but I'm just thinking if you're getting just too many of one of, say, heterosexual males and not enough heterosexual females, then if you add a pricing model in on the heterosexual males, you can get fewer of them, and that is going to even things out for for
women. We want it to be a welcoming environment for both genders and for people who are identify as neither. So a pay model has been taken into consideration, but we have not decided.
So what's, is there a website already, or is this completely in the development phase?
We are still developing.
Okay.
I am holding a mixer tomorrow night in the Alt Expo Suite.
Cool.
So make sure to come down and get your freak on.
If you're not in New Hampshire yet for the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, you should join us. And you can, of course, hear more of Leslie Peterson on Flaming Freedom. You guys just recorded this afternoon.
We did.
Here at the Liberty Forum, so I'm sure that'll be up at flamingfreedom.com, hopefully by the end of the weekend or something like that.
That's all in.
All right, cool. So thanks for coming on Free Talk Live with us here
Thank
tonight,
Thank you so
Leslie.
Much for having me.
I appreciate it. And you'll have to let us know when the site actually launches. We'll talk about it again.
It should be before the end of the month.
All right. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And our features on the site, by the way, are totally free, so please enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And let's see here. I want you to know a little bit more about ProXPN. They are a company that can help protect your privacy on the Internet. They encrypt your data from your computer or mobile device, and they offer OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's also Linux support as well. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever, and with more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you greater speed and security as compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They take credit card and even Bitcoin. Plus, if you use code FTL50, you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the annual account. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Go and use the Internet the way it was meant to be used by going to proxpn.com right now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. We're here at the Liberty Forum 2016 edition, the first ever since the completion of the Free State Project, and it's great to see new faces as well as some familiar ones. Paige Peterson is with us here from MadeSafe. Hey, Paige.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
What's MadeSafe?
First question right away.
People gotta
right?
know.
So it's essentially trying to be an alternate internet that has security and privacy for users kind of built in inherently. So kind of trying to solve all of the surveillance and censorship problems that we have with the current internet.
When you say it's an alternate internet, does that mean that I wouldn't be able to visit the sites that are currently on the internet? Or would somebody have to build a second internet site?
Yeah, so you basically need to kind of keep that security and remove the insecurity that come with servers that we have today. You need to essentially just build something that's new. Not to say that you can't make it so you maybe can view this new internet through a browser, an existing browser, something like that. But
sort of like the Tor browser, kind of how that can
like
view
that, yeah.
a sort of a different internet, a secret internet.
Yeah, it works similar in that sense where Tor is like a dark web. If you're not exiting the Tor network and going to the clear net, then you can host hidden services. And that's essentially what MadeSafe is trying to do. But we remove the servers part and it becomes this peer-to-peer network.
Meaning that the websites that are being hosted over MadeSafe will be distributed amongst a lot of computers rather than just a server sitting in a rack somewhere?
Exactly, yeah. So like a hidden service is on a server somewhere. That's why Silk Road actually was able to be taken down.
Because they found the server.
Exactly.
And they imaged it and copied it, basically.
Yeah. But so, you can do other things other than run Silk Road on MadeSafe.
Certainly. I imagine you could. Like, storage is no longer an issue as far as, like, size of storage, right? With MadeSafe.
Yeah. So, you know, data is chopped up into chunks and encrypted and spread out throughout all of these peers on the network.
Now, you've been talking about this for a while. I don't know how many years we've been discussing.
Yeah, we've been talking about MadeSafe. When's delivery date?
Yeah, well, the crowd sale was in April of 2014, yep. So almost 2 years that we've been...
I think I got some of those.
You told
something.
Me that you did. I remember.
I don't really know anything else, though.
Yeah, so we're
Whatever
actually...
Whatever it is, I've lost out on that.
We have... We're looking really good, and I am at liberty to say that we're releasing a kind of a minimum viable product this month. It won't have some features, like we'll still need to be working on it. It'll be a very alpha product, but people will be able to connect to this global network and help us test and like upload things and, you know, help us detect bugs, and it won't be just this like local testing.
So you keep coming back to these Free State Project events. You're frequently seen at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Are you a Free State Project participant?
Yeah, I signed, okay. I think, my first year at Porkfest. I actually just moved out of California into Boston area.
Closer,
so
getting closer.
Okay. I feel comfortable around there, so I'll stay there for a little while, yep. And then we'll see what happens, but I do fully intend to at least, like, settle here. Who knows when that's going to happen, though.
There are a lot of people who, like, work in Southeastern, or they work in Boston, but they live the very, like, just across the border in New Hampshire, like on the seacoast.
Seacoast or Nashua or something.
So what is it that you like about Liberty Forum? You go to both of the Free State Project events, and obviously the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the summertime camping festival, is a bit of a different speed than this. So what is it that's attractive about this event?
I guess it's just, like, it's a different kind of year, so, and it attracts, like, a smaller group of people, so you can kind of get a little more intimate than, I guess, you know, you have smaller group of people in a smaller amount of time, so you're kind of, like, it just gives you a different perspective on the community. I do really like Pork Fest a lot.
So Pork Fest is
I would say I like Pork Fest better. Yeah.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival, as it's called, and it is. There's nothing like it in the world, especially if you enjoy the ideas of liberty. It's really something.
It's special.
So where does one go if one would like to learn more about Made Safe or possibly sign up for emails?
Yeah.
You know when it's released?
We actually don't collect emails, which is like.
So how do you reach people?
So we don't
Twitter?
Reach them. They reach us.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess you could follow us on Twitter. MAIDSAFE. But madesafe.net is our kind of main homepage that we actually redid the past couple months. And then also the forum is actually where we post weekly developer updates. So if you're interested in learning about it, it's forum.safenetwork.io. That's where we post all of our news.
But the main site is madesafe.net.
And MAID is in someone who cleans up.
Right.
After
or RAID, like a MAID. Computer term.
RAID.
But
doesn't
yeah.
mean anything to me. RAID is something you spray on bugs.
Right.
RAID.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight, Paige. Always great to have you here.
Always great to be on.
I presume you'll be here for the rest of the weekend.
Of course.
Enjoy it.
Thanks
for coming on. Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, Mark, what was it that you did today?
Well, I saw a bunch of speeches today, and among them I found a dynamic speaker that really sort of articulated some ideas that I found very compelling, and that was Ed Huggins, and he told me the 6 ways that you can defeat a statist.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was a really great speech, and I want to talk to him here.
Maybe we can find out some of them here.
Yeah, we're going to have him up.
So you've been seeing the speeches. You've been talking with people, I imagine, as well.
Yep.
Meeting new people.
They had a speech on unschooling, which I thought was interesting, compelling.
That's what you're doing with your son.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sort of. We do what I call family-directed learning.
Mm.
So unschooling would be sort of child-directed learning. I'm not prepared to take the all the reins off or anything like that, and I don't think that every program is right for every kid. And so we're trying to create something that's exactly right for my son, Jack. And so, yeah, that's what we're doing.
I said last night on the show that my impression had been that most people are planning to move. Having been working at the table all day in the vendor room, I've definitely talked to more people. And it still does feel like most people here are in the process of planning their move rather than just kind of thinking about it.
Well, we hit 20,000.
Or checking it out.
That was the difference.
Right. I think you're right about that. The toll-free number, again, if you want to join us, we will still take your calls here tonight. Toll-free number is 855. 450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So we're going to talk to Edward from the Atlas Society next.
Yep.
All right, we'll bring him on, and you can join us here as well. Live from the Liberty Forum, the 2016 edition. This is Free Talk Live.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live from the Liberty Forum. With a decently sized audience here, give yourselves a round of applause so our listeners at home can hear you. Thank you for coming out tonight to join us for Free Talk Live, live from the Liberty Forum, the 2016 edition. And we'll talk more about the event and some of the things that have been going on here today. It's been a busy day. I don't know what the count of attendees is thus far, but it seems like a pretty solid weekend here for Liberty Forum. In fact, I am expecting that at some point tonight we'll have one or both of the organizers come in to join us later on in the evening. So hopefully we'll be able to ask them more about the relative level of success here. We're going to continue with some interviews of some interesting guests from the Liberty Forum in a moment. But first, I want to let you know about LibertyStickers.com. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car. With LibertyStickers.com, you'll reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, presuming you actually drive. And you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. Or maybe you've got some brilliant idea that is not yet in existence as a bumper sticker. You can make your own bumper stickers from the folks over at LibertyStickers.com. They've got a related site that will help you do that. And that's how we got our LRN.FM and Free Talk Live bumper stickers that are here. Those are courtesy of Liberty Stickers. So if you're wondering what the quality of the Liberty Stickers print is, you can see that if you're here at the Liberty Forum. And if you're not, you can actually get a free Free Talk Live bumper sticker. We don't really promote this on the air very often, but if you go to promote.freetalklive.com, there's an address there. You send a self-addressed stamped envelope to that address, and our magical team of monkeys will put a bumper sticker into that envelope.
That's you, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much me. And they'll send that back to you. So go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you can get that address. Same thing's true of the LRN sticker. That's promote.lrn.fm, and it's the same address. So
Ed, I had a chance to...
Who is Ed?
Ed Hudgens of the...
You've got to reintroduce him for new listeners.
For the Atlas Society. And Ed, I saw your speech today, and I found some interesting information about young people and their sort of relationship to the term capitalist and socialist, that maybe their ideas are changing on these two terms, mm-hmm. and it's not for the good.
Welcome, Ed.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, well, unfortunately, that is the case. I mean, this was from a couple of years ago. Pew study showed that for young people, we're talking like 18 to 30 to 20, 18 to 29, basically 49% had a positive view of the term socialism. Much more than had a positive view of the term capitalism. It was only 45% had a positive view. You know, it didn't give them the touchy-feely stuff. Mm-hmm. So to me, it was not surprising that so many young people were going for Bernie Sanders, because that's kind of their mindset. Now, I want to add that I don't think most of them have a clue about what socialism really means.
That's right.
It's just that it's not the evil system that they look at today.
Well, they've been told that today is capitalism,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. yeah, but the thing is, it is not capitalism. The system we have today is a corrupt crony system in which...
That's right.
It's not free enterprise, a system in which political power and influence determines who gets what. And it's something that you have on the Republican and the Democrat side.
Right. Well, most of these people, what do you say, 18 to what?
18 to 29.
So these, many of these people, with the millennials not being able to get out of the house, mm-hmm. Are living in a socialist system currently. They're living at their parents' house, right? Like the means of production is owned by their parents, who are the authority figures, mm-hmm. and the rules are dictated down. The medical care is provided. Mm-hmm. The food's right. provided. Schooling's mm-hmm. provided. Everything's provided. And the government's like your family, only they hate you.
That's right. Yeah, and I mean, they're going to universities where... I suspect that most of them didn't do what I did. I had to work my way through school and scrub toilets and do stuff like that. Hey, the government's going to give me a student loan, which, by the way, when the government, you wonder why the cost of university is so high, right? And you always hear Bernie talk about this, but none of them ask, why is the cost of school so high? Well, if the government guarantees, let's say, $5,000 for anyone who walks in the door, well, guess what? Universities are going to start the price bidding at $5,000,
sure.
right? And then the government pours more and more money in, and they just basically... But it's the government's money, it's our money to be. It's our money to be more, to be more technical about it or real about it.
Right. I mean, the incentives in the marketplace of degree earning mm-hmm. are thrown so far off that it just drives up the price, and these young people are essentially in indentured servitude
right.
because you can't even file bankruptcy and get out of these things.
That's right. They're actually going after and arresting people. I saw a story this week arresting people for not paying their student loans.
Yep.
And and the whole system is a sham. And by the way, speaking of shams, one of the great free market thinkers, Charles Murray, wrote a book a couple of years ago about how a university degree really isn't needed for most people.
No.
It basically allows, universities to say, we need more government money, i.e. more taxpayer money, more of our money. Mm. It keeps a bloated bureaucracy. And it's just a mess.
It seems like it's needed for academics, lawyers.
Yep.
I'm not sure we need them. Doctors, engineers,
yeah.
and then people that sort of work for the government or very large corporations. But I repeat myself.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
So, how do you communicate with people like that?
Well, with great difficulty. Actually, part of the problem is that we have the dumbification of America through our universities and our educational system. Most of them have no clue about how free markets work, for example. None of them have any clue. If you ask them about what is the Bill of Rights, what are checks and balances, what is federalism?
You ask them who the vice president is.
I know. they're probably not going to know that. I mean, you look at all the surveys of incoming college freshmen or whatever, and they're incredibly ignorant of the the most fundamental things about government. And so is there any wonder why they support Bernie Sanders? But I'll tell you, one of the things you go ahead.
This isn't an old thing, right? I mean, young people have historically been more likely to be socialists. And then if they finally start their own business or whatever, then they might
or have
think
kids and suddenly have to worry about that. But one of the things you do, by the way, in terms of how to reach them and how to reach the general audience is I think you have to make moral arguments and not just economic arguments. You have to start off, I have in my book, Republican Party Civil War, Will Freedom Win? I offer six ways of kind of addressing the moral issues. The first one, by the way, is an obvious one. You say, it's your life. Let's start with that. The government assumes that your life belongs to them, and you know they can do with it as you want. They can mold you, and then you know they say, well, we think this is bad for you, this is good, and you start out saying, well, it may not be that bad, it may not that good. The point is, it's your life. You don't have to answer to anyone. You do not have an open-ended moral obligation to your neighbors, to the state, to your locale, other than, and this is the second point, you say, I owe and you owe me respect, not goods and services. Okay? And the third point is that you tell people, we are not children. We are adults and we demand to be treated like that. What the statists will not tell you, what they assume is that we are all too stupid. We're so stupid we can't basically wipe our nose. See how I kept it? We can't even do that. But they can't just say, I consider you to be too stupid. They have to say, well, you are entitled and this kind of stuff. And they treat us like children.
It seems like there's a certain segment of the population. Like, I would believe that there's a certain segment of the population that would do a poor job of managing their own lives. I'm just not so silly as to believe that the government is any better than they are at it.
And by the way, what's interesting, and this is the real moral flip here, is that the statists want to say these people can't manage their own lives. Let's assume that that's true for a lot of people. Therefore, these people should be the ones who are determining public policy and voting, and we should make all public policy based on people who we assume they can't tie their shoes by themselves. It's insane.
If people are smart and competent, they don't need the government to manage their lives. Right. If they're dumb and incompetent, then there would be dumb and incompetent people in the government managing their lives. Mm-hmm. And if the government is a system that is not the free market where people are rewarded by incentives and that sort of thing, then the incompetent people would then be in the government attempting to manage the lives of the competent people.
Sadly, which is sadly the case. But
Ed, can you stick with us for another segment?
This is going
pretty strong here. We're going to continue the discussion. I think we're on three of your six.
We just did three. We have three more to go.
Three more to go. So he's going to give us a teaser here. His book is Republican Party Civil War, Will Freedom Win? Edward Hudgens is with us. Dr. Edward Hudgens,
that's
right?
A true fact.
All right, this is Free Talk Live, and you can join us at 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you.
Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, live from the Liberty Forum 2016 edition. We're here in the Hawthorne Room at the Radisson Hotel, right in the heart of downtown Manchester. Great location for an event. In fact, they've been doing these luncheons, which I didn't go to because I was working a booth, and it's really more for people who are new to New Hampshire. They've got different theme luncheons.
Oh, you didn't get to go to the VIP luncheon?
They don't have VIP luncheons, Mark. At least that. You're lying.
No. I'm just sorry.
They don't have a VIP luncheon, Mark. Anyway, they do have four different luncheons today. One of them is the school choice luncheon, the medical marijuana luncheon, the entrepreneurs, they're not the same, the entrepreneurs luncheon, and the realtors luncheon. So people who are looking to buy a house, come on up here. They can meet Mark Warden. He's got his team here working the table. There's a lot of people looking at making a move here to New Hampshire because of the Free State Project. And so, you know, if you were to go to any one of those things, and there's going to be four more of them tomorrow, you'll learn about those specific communities and some of the exciting stuff that's going on here. And so those are actually getting people out of the hotel because they're not happening inside the hotel. Breakfast and dinner is happening inside the hotel for people that have those options on their tickets. And, of course, all of these are great opportunities to meet new people. The whole event is really about meeting people. It's about meeting the people who will hopefully be your neighbors when you make the move here as part of the Free State Project, which thousands of people are now pledged to do over at freestateproject.org. And you also get to meet great speakers from all around the globe, including Edward Hutchins from the Atlas Society. Ed, welcome back, and thanks for sticking with us here on Free Talk Live. You're telling us a little bit about sampling of some of the detail in your book about the Republican Party's Civil War, Will Freedom Win? Mm-hmm. And there's a list of six things. What is it that you're sharing with
us? Well, what I'm sharing is basically here are six arguments you can use to put the statists on the moral defensive. Often, we find ourselves trying to come up with excuses or apologizing, and they're taking the moral high ground. I say that is wrong. Mm. and that, first of all, it's your life. That's always the start. Whenever they say, well, we think this is best, I say, wait a minute, let's stop right there. It's my life. I don't have to answer to you or anyone else. And if the government comes in and tries to say it's your, you know, it isn't, then you got an argument there. You know, the second thing is we owe each other respect. We don't each owe each other goods and services.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing is that we are responsible adults. We want to be treated that way. The government treats us like children, and with their institutions, their policies, and their education system, unfortunately, they have infantilized the American population to a great extent.
Well, I mean, we saw some of that with the college students complaining about needing a safe space and all this nonsense.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's incredible. You know, I remember just sort of vaguely, I was a kid, a little kid at the time, 1964, you had the Berkeley Free Speech Movement, which is a notion that is on campus you should be able to say whatever you want. Now you have this literally fascistic philosophy spreading with, you know, no apologies. That shows how bad the culture has gotten.
Well, I mean, if you think about what college students were doing just a couple of decades ago, you know, the SLA, the Students Liberation, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, at the very least, they had the term liberation in their name, women's liberation movements.
Yeah.
I mean, these weren't safe spaces. These were people who wanted to talk about ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Now kids can't understand ideas. They need a safe space where they can go play with Lincoln Logs and blow bubbles.
Yeah.
If somebody, I mean, literally, they have these things.
I know.
You know, there's like videos of puppies on the wall. Playing on a big screen TV so that they can rock themselves.
Really?
And try, safe spaces.
Oh, is it? Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, and the thing is, guess what? For the most part, we're paying for it, meaning the taxpayers and the people actually working at real jobs are paying for this, or mom and dad are paying for it, so there's no responsibility at all.
And then if you try to go on the college campus to give them a different perspective, you might get kicked off.
Exactly, in some cases. And so is there any wonder why they're supporting Bernie Sanders? Yeah. I mean, you know, again, they're victims of the American culture and the American education system that teaches them that growing up and being a responsible adult and actually, working is a bad thing. Which brings me to my point number four. My point number four is we should take pride in our productive achievements, whether you're nurturing a child to maturity or a business to profitability, writing a song, a poem, a business plan, a dissertation, or laying the bricks to a building, or designing it, or arranging for finances. These are all achievements of which you should be proud. Let me tell you, spiritually, the thing that the status fears worst is a proud person.
Yeah, I think very much humility is one of the foundations of this way to control people. Like, you haven't been sufficiently humble, and we'll only promote you when you feel like it. I mean, if you're not willing to promote yourself, who's going to do the promotion?
Exactly,
so therefore, that empowers another person. Your humility empowers another person.
Right. Yeah. Now, and by the way, humility is different from, I mean, I consider that being a thoughtful person means that I don't go out and bluster and so forth.
Sure. I mean,
that's true.
Work within social constructs.
Right, exactly. But the point is, a proud person does not kneel. A proud person does not say, "Oh, I'm going to kneel to the state." That's why the state is. That's why Barack Obama has to say, "You didn't build that." And basically,
And the government didn't either.
And the government didn't either, of course.
They can't build anything. They don't even build their own roads. They hire people who do it.
That's right.
They say without the government, there'd be no roads, but they can't build them.
I know. Yeah. By the way, think of something else. I've just said that we should be proud of our achievements, whatever they are. We should think of our achievements as our children, which are, by the way, raising a child. I've got twins, just turned 5. One of my, achievements is raising them. Think about this. What would happen? Think of all this, every parent. What would happen if somebody tried to molest your child? I could tell you that I would probably pull their friggin' heart out of their chest. Now, imagine if everybody so loved their life and so loved their achievements that a politician trying to molest their achievements got the same kind of treatment.
They certainly molest your wallet, don't they?
They do. Yes.
They give it a good molesting.
The point is, people should be enraged that the politicians treat them this way. This brings me to point number 5.
All right.
Don't get guilt tripped. That's the thing the statists use against pride. They want to guilt trip you.
Right,
they
you're selfish for wanting keeping your stuff, and I want to take it from you because you're selfish.
That's right.
It's
weird. And in that case, I have to say, selfishness is a good thing because, you know what? I'm selfish. I'm selfish in this way. I want the best in life for myself. I want to do things that I enjoy and they give me fulfillment. I love my wife and children. I want to do the best for them. Is that selfish? You're damn right it's selfish, but it's not selfish at the expense of someone else. In fact, it's something that we want a society in which we each watch out for what we love. This brings me, by the way, to the sixth point. And that is, we have to fight for a society based on a harmony of interests rather than one based on conflict and force. The welfare state, by its nature, pits individuals against each other. It is a corrupt crony state in which power rather than achievement is the coin of the realm.
Well, the state generally does that, even not just a welfare state, just any old state pits people against one another because there are people who want to be in control of it so they can force others to their vision of society.
That's right, and the welfare state is the worst of all. And I call it more the crony state because it's something where Republicans and Democrats are all in on the racket.
Yeah, sure.
And the thing is, if you want to know why there's a lot of social frustration out there, a lot of people think politics is degenerating, which it is, by the way. Imagine if you hold out a vision.
Is it really worth?
I know, hard to believe here, right?
Come on, Trump. Trump? Hey, let me tell you about America. America's wonderful. I'm going to say nothing up here for 15 minutes, and you're going to applaud because I'm going to make America great again.
Yeah.
Yes, it has devolved nonsense. Yeah. They're essentially, I can teach second graders at a higher level Trump is addressing America at.
I did feel like my IQ was dropping watching Trump and Sarah Palin talking together.
Oh, my gosh. But the point is this. This is why people are frustrated. Imagine if somebody came forward and said, look, it's the system itself. Mm. The whole system has to be smashed and replaced with something along the lines of the U.S. Constitution, which is basically you don't have to find a right in the Constitution. The government has to find a power or an authority, and a direct one and an enumerated one, to do anything to stop you.
They found it.
I don't have to ask permission. Unfortunately, they'll make it up.
They're good at finding it.
No, they'll make it up is what
they
will do.
They make the rules up as
they make the stuff up. And the point is that if you can hold out if you can say, look, in a society in which we're all free to do what we want, here's the thing. It's not just going to be good for us. It's going to be good for us in an extended sense because we will all be enriched and entertained and educated and enlightened and inspired by our neighbors. I want my neighbors to be productive people. I don't care what they do personally. I mean, they're free. But I want to live in a certain kind of society. And in a free society, we all do what we love. We all do what we're best at. That is going to be a flourishing society.
Hopefully we'll see that happening here in New Hampshire. How many times have you visited New Hampshire before?
Oh, gosh, 8 times, 10 times.
Okay, great.
I've been to Freedom Liberty Forum.
And Freedom Fest.
And Freedom Fest.
Well, I think this is the first time we've had you on the show. It's been great. Yeah. Thanks for coming on, Edward Hudgens.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can go to, what's the Atlas Society website?
The Atlas Society is www.atlassociety.org. And, if you're familiar with Atlas Shrugged, that's where we are coming from. By the way, I'm pushing this notion of a human achievement alliance to put human achievement up as a top value.
Thank you for coming on Free Talk Live.
Absolutely.
Hour 2 is coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.